Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, it's the first Tuesday of the month, so we push back our conversations with the Independent Chamber of Commerce to the 10 o'clock hour with Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back in.
Thank you. Good morning.
Of course, yes. And Tuesday, like I always do, recycling day, always got to remind, it's collection day over in Independence, of course.
It is. So today is community recycling drop-off from 11 to 1, as you said, every single Tuesday. And then we'll be talking about, or if you want me to just go ahead and jump in.
Yep, I'd say so. It's coming up. So.
Yeah, I could go ahead and talk about the Independence Community-Wide Cleanup Day, which is this Saturday, rain or shine, from 8 to 3 at 21st and Maple, the same place that we drop off our recyclables. And this particular cleanup will include a lot more than just that. It will include residential items, household hazardous waste, e-waste. You can actually do some personal document shredding this Thursday and Friday at Class LTD out on Main Street, out on West Main Street. And the tree dump will be open that day from 8 to 3 as well. So you can go out on College Avenue and follow the signs and drop off your trees, tree limbs and your leaves and your yard waste. And it's just a great way to clean up. The residential items that you can think about getting rid of would be things like air conditioners and old appliances and building materials, metals, furniture, the hot water tanks that you have, old mattresses, railroad ties, even tires you can get rid of. And you do need, this is for city residents only, so please be sure and bring your utility bill or driver's license that shows that you live inside the city limits, because the city is paying for this service. So anyway, so Recycling Tuesday and Community Cleanup on Saturday.
And you got to like the availability of it. And then also, I believe that you had spoken upon it. Now, you know, maybe you're out of town, maybe something, but residents can call the city, correct? And
they
have
can.
Things picked up from their curb.
They can, absolutely. So what I said last week was, you know, for people like myself, I drive a Camry. I can't get the water heater in the back of the Camry.
Or big refrigerator
that's
or whatever
right,
it may be.
That's right. So if you are needing some assistance, you can call the Housing Authority at the city office. And the number is 332-2536. Ask for April Nutt. And they will actually take your name, your address, what items you have that need to be picked up. You do have to have those items outside ready to be picked up. They won't go in your house and down your basement and lug the deep freeze up the stairs and out. So that's not part of the deal. I know, darn it. But they will give assistance to those who physically need some assistance getting those things to the dump, or people like myself who don't have a truck to be able to do that. So, yes.
Very cool. And we had mentioned it's the first week of October. With that, it means first Friday coming up. We've got some football back in Independence and a whole lot of other things happening.
We do. We do. So we'll start with October the 3rd. That will be Wednesday.
Oh, yes. I skipped on over that, didn't
That's
I?
All right. We've got a lot going on.
Yes,
so
we do.
October the 3rd will be the SEK Candidates Forum. We will be able to listen to candidates from the 2nd Congressional District. And there's a forum from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall. It's in actually the Civic Center, which is downstairs. And there will be questions that will be asked of these candidates by a moderator. And then there will be a reception that follows where you can visit with them one-on-one. But you will have Paul Davis, Steve Watkins, and Kelly Stanley. So it's a way to get well-informed before you cast your vote. So again, that is Wednesday, 6:30 to 8 at the Civic Center. And then you did mention First Friday, which is hard to believe, but it is October after all.
9 months came and went.
To Be Smokin' Barbecue is our sponsor for First Friday, and we have a great lineup for speakers. We have Aaron Bunn, who will be talking about the Kansas Children's Service League and their 125th anniversary. We will also have Lori Rexwinkle, the CEO of CRMC. She's going to be giving a hospital update. And we will also have the Niwala Generalissimo, Keith Confer, who's going to talk all about the latest and greatest with this year's Diamond Jubilee Niwala celebration. And then wrapping up the First Friday event will be Dean Hayes and Tim White, who will be talking about the Strategic Planning Advisory Committee. And they're the ones who put together the strategic plan guidelines that they presented to the City Commission. The City Commission has been reviewing them, and they will be meeting and hopefully adopting that strategic plan. But these two gentlemen will be giving kind of a community update as far as what that plan looks like, and sharing that with the community for those people who were maybe unable to attend the commission meeting when they made that presentation or have not seen that on YouTube. So,
yep, good opportunity to network there.
Yes.
And back at the Civic Center, it looks like, just like
yes,
the forum.
As always, it's at the Civic Center. Thank you for saying that. 7:30 in the morning until around 9 o'clock, completely free. The reason why I mentioned Tubi Smoke and Barbecue as our sponsor is because there's breakfast that comes with it of great muffins from Annie Mae's and hot coffee. And so it's paid for by our sponsors. And again, it's totally free, open to the entire community. Come and be well informed in Independence.
All right, good stuff. And then you had mentioned it, Neowalla, you know, a little bit there, but this weekend, I believe, is when they get opening up, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm so excited. So the banners went up downtown.
I saw that.
They look amazing. Everybody is decorating their storefronts in downtown. I just went past Big Cheese Pizza, and they've done some very elaborate decorating downtown.
Nice.
All the stores in downtown look great. And so everybody's kind of putting a spit shine to everything, getting ready for the Neowalla festivities. In fact, our Bulldog Pride Walk that we usually do on every Saturday from 9 to 10, we will be spending the next 2 weeks really cleaning up the trash and litter in the downtown area. But Neowalla headquarters opens this weekend, and very, very excited about that. I've already seen some of the new swag that they have. Oh my gosh, they have the coolest stuff in Neowalla headquarters. You just wait until you see that. So that will be opening up, I believe it's from 8 to noon this Saturday, which means tickets will go on sale as well. Now tickets are already on sale for the Lee Greenwood concert, so you can already get your tickets for that. But everything else will go on sale this Saturday. So the Addams Family, which is the musical, those tickets will be on sale. You won't want to miss the Queen's Talent and Coronation. Tickets will be on sale as well. And then I'm just not kidding you. Wait, these people who do the merchandising for Neowalla do an amazing job. Wait till you see all the cool, fun stuff for sale. So.
And yeah. I would imagine, will there be like a website or like some place like that to check them out, you know, if you didn't want to drive or something like that? Or
yes, you need to go on to the Neowalla website, and they just got a brand new website
nice.
This year, and it really looks nice. It's Neowalla.com, very easy. And I'm not sure, though. I need to go find out. I do not know if you can make purchases online
okay.
for items in the headquarters. I know you can do tickets online, but I don't know if you can buy items. But I'll sure find out. So
cool. Yeah, and at least you get to scope some of the merch as well.
And one thing, too, that's very important to keep in mind, if you're traveling down here for Neowalla, check out that website, because it's got the full listing of everything that will be happening by the day, of course. Okay, full schedule of events. But the other sweet thing that it has on there is where the food vendors are located.
Absolutely.
And there are people that come to Neowalla looking for specific food vendors. Now, you say I'm crazy, but have you ever had those cinnamon rolls? If you haven't, you're going to be looking for that cinnamon roll vendor, and you can find out where they're located on that website.
Absolutely. I always plot my lunches where I'm going to go. The gourmet
mapped
grilled
out.
Cheese, the jaffle, yes, yeah. Corn dogs, everything.
Got
so
it.
There's a Chinese food truck that arrives for Neowalla.
I love Chinese.
And it was there last year. No, I do too. I've never seen
truck, yeah.
a Chinese mm-hmm. food
barbecue
truck.
Or tacos.
Right.
Or, yeah, traditional
yeah.
food trucks.
Ice
like
cream
that,
maybe,
so.
But yeah, I mean, it's
we
a,
pull out all the
it's
stops
a
in Neowalla, even
big
a
menu.
Food truck.
I yeah, and it is excellent food. In fact, I was over there eating lunch one day, and there were a couple of ladies at the table across from us, and they were making plans. They had been there the day before. They were there that day, and they were like, well, what do you think? More Chinese tomorrow? And they were like, oh, yes.
Oh, so. Yes. All right. Well, yeah, Neil Walla, that'll be exciting. And at least I'm sure we will speak a little bit more upon that next week as well. But sticking with the Halloween theme, we've got Zooloween. We'll get to that in just a moment. With some ghost stories.
We do.
As well.
We have Ghost Stories in the Park being sponsored by Friends of the Independence Public Library. They're going to be bringing in a professional storyteller, and that will be in the enclosed 4-H building at 6:30 in the evening. They're taking donations for AWOL, so that's a great way to give back to the community, and that will be on October the 9th. So, and I actually, what day does that fall on? Do you know?
Tuesday. It's a week from today.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you for that. So, Ghost Stories in the Park on next Tuesday at the 4-H building at 6:30. So, take the kiddos out for that. They do it every year, so I think it'd be fun.
That's spooky.
Deb, you're just too easily scared.
I'm a fraidy cat.
And then the following day, before we get to Zooloween as well, it looks like we've got stuff with Labette Health and free seasonal flu shots, which, believe it or not, you're going to have to start to get here pretty soon.
We do. We can get our health all in check here. So Labette Health is doing a community health meeting where they are asking everybody from the community to come to Memorial Hall Civic Center from 5:30 to 6:30 for just a quick hour that very next day on October the 10th. And I think just share with, as community members, sharing with them what we believe our community health needs are and hearing about what future plans that Labette Health has for the community. So be sure and check that out. And I will also mention that if, for the listeners that are in the Oswego area, they're going to be doing one on the 11th, Thursday, October the 11th. And if you're in the Erie area and that surrounding area, that one will be on Tuesday, October the 9th. So they're going to be kind of canvassing the area. So Erie will be on the 9th, Independence is on the 10th, and Oswego area will be on the 11th.
And is it at those meetings that they'll be doing the flu shots?
No, I thank you for saying that.
Okay.
So the flu shots will be out at Riverside Park in the Oval, and that's Saturday the 13th. And the First Presbyterian Church always brings this to our community for free. And they have, I don't know, I think about 250 flu shots that are available. You have to be over the age of 18, and they'll start giving those vaccinations at 9 o'clock in the morning. And basically,
it's like a drive-through flu shot clinic.
It is. Yes, you just roll down the window and roll up your sleeve, stick your arm out, and you don't get out of the car. And they'll go over to the passenger side and vaccinate everybody that needs a shot. And then you hand them a bag of non-perishable food items, and they help restock the food basket. And you drive on out of the park, and all is good.
As convenient as you could get.
Easy peasy.
You want to get there early, though, because I'm telling you, there are a lot of people who take advantage. They always run out.
Yeah.
So 250 flu shots next Saturday, October the 13th, starting at 9 o'clock in the Oval.
Yeah, and you see 250, you're like, oh, I've got some time to wait. No.
Nope.
Get down there and get it.
No, you don't.
Well, and it looks like we came so close to a Friday the 13th, but on that Saturday the 13th, we were talking about Zooloween gets kicked off. Isn't that
we
right?
do. So Zooloween, I don't know how many years they've been doing Zooloween. Probably about four now. And the park staff puts this on. They do an amazing job. They're going to, it's $2 a person, free for kids that are two and under. It's Saturday, October the 13th, like you just said, from 5 to 7. And there'll be trick-or-treating and face painting, spooky bowling, a witch hat ring toss, pumpkin beanbag toss. They have a photo booth, a maze, Plinko, concessions. And you enter in over by Monkey Island. And then you just kind of make your way through all of the booths and all of the stands, just like trick-or-treating. So it's so much fun. The chamber always helps support the face painting, and all the kids are all dressed so cute out there. And anyway, it's packed. I'm telling you, well over 1,000 kids or more. I mean, it's packed. So mark that on your calendar, Saturday, October the 13th from 5 to 7.
Yeah, and, you know, it's being inside the zoo. I don't know what it is when they throw in those events. Denver Zoo always does the zoo lights during Christmas time. So
okay.
They put all Christmas lights and shapes of animals and put it all around their enclosures and things like that. And it's really cool just to be a part of, you know, to be downtown, to go to the park, to go to the zoo, and then obviously when you've got tables set up and there's things for kids to do, oh, yeah, that's going to be entertaining.
Yeah,
the kiddos, yeah, a lot of fun.
need to bring their own bags so that they can load up on all the candy and treats. And you don't even have to dress up. You know, if the kids don't have their costumes ready yet, it's no big deal. And we do face painting, so we'll doll them all up. And everybody's just there to have a good time.
Yeah, and the strategy is you got to bring a pillowcase because those don't tear.
Exactly.
You can stuff as much candy as you want.
That's good advice there, Sam.
There you go. Well, speaking with Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, just a couple more minutes here till we hit the bottom of the hour. We got Trunk or Treat way at the end of the month, but there's also something in that final week as well, Refresh Leadership.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
So this is something that's open up, that is open to everyone to come to. It's Refresh Leadership Simulcast. Express Employment puts it on, and they've done this for years now. It's Wednesday, October the 24th from 9 to noon, and it's out at the William Inge Theater. It's for a very low cost of a $10 donation, and they actually take all of that money and give it right back to the community chest. So there's really no cost to attend, but they do encourage everyone to do a little $10 donation if you can. But basically, you sit in the theater and you watch a simulcast of all of these amazing motivational speakers that you would pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars to listen to if you were to go to their
seminars
somewhere else across the nation. So you have Lessons in Leadership by Mark King. You have Leadership Taking Charge by General Colin Powell. Of course, we all know him. And you have, you have 1MT1MT, which stands for One More Thing, and that's by John Sundquist. Josh Sundquist. I'm sorry. There are three great motivational speakers, and really, you just need to block some time out of work from 9 to noon on that day. And Wednesday, October the 24th, that's the morning before the food stands opened up. So you can go get motivated, get all energized, and head on down and pig out. So
have some food.
Yes. So anyway, please put that on your schedule. And then lastly, Trunk or Treat. I want to give a plug that we are needing trunks for Trunk or Treat in downtown Independence. So if you are interested, you can look for that on our Facebook page. We will have the form on our website, and we are also flashing it out, or you can call the chamber. We'll email you one at 331-1890. The event is from 6 to 7:30 on Halloween in downtown Independence. We had well over 1,000 kids last year, so we just ask that you decorate your car trunk. Come down with maybe, you know, your civic organization or a few mothers that want to get their families together and do one, you know, collectively. We ask all the churches to come down and be a part of that. And we had, like, I think 70-some trunks last year, so it was a huge success. We expect it to be even, you know, bigger and better this year, but we are needing participation. So mark that on your calendar and give us a call, and we'll get you all signed up. And then if you're the parent or grandparent of little kids, mark it on your calendar and bring the kids down for some safe and fun trunk or treating.
All right, good stuff. Always a lot happening, especially this week in Independence and all through October. And we'll hear more of that update next Tuesday. Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson, thanks for taking some time with us.
Thank you.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.